This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Bank of America, 美国银行通知，您的账户存在异常问题，将在今日强制关闭。详情请按五接通华裔专员。
Did you get that? Did you get that? I sent that to my, one of my Chinese clients, and she said it was something about, that I must go to the Chinese embassy.So if you can give me directions to the Chinese embassy, I'd appreciate it. Welcome. Thank you for tuning in to your local Santa Barbara realtor. I'm here with talent on loan from the California Association of Realtors. Today's guest was on a year and a half ago because I read his op-ed piece in the LA Times. He's a mom-and-pop landlord, owns 12 units, and he had some comments and feedback about what's going on down there. So he's just going to come on briefly for segment two to give us an update about what's going on with the rental laws and being a landlord and a kind of a surprise twist, something he's doing today. Fourth segment's the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly, strongly, but every week. And year to date, we'll do in the first segment, first tap into what's pending as I pause to wipe my nose. I've always told you at the end of the week how many listings were pending, but 54 weeks ago I decided to track the median price of said pendings, and it's been very interesting. 68 pendings this week, last week it was 63. The median price, $2,245,000. Last week it was $2,420,000. Why the drop? Because last week we had 22 pending listings with a median price of only $1,944,000, which is a far cry from the year-to-date median sales price of still just a hair under $2.8 million. And we saw that coming because I saw all the pending listings at a time when it was hitting $3 million in the high twos. But I'm still waiting for this to drop down to something a little more normal. But that is the year-to-date median price, just under 2.8. Last year, it was 2,262. Last year, pretty much, was 2,250 median price. It was just a fluke at the end in December that drove the median price for 2024 down to 2.2 million, when 2023 was just over 2,220, and 2022 was just 2,212. All 3 years are basically 2,250, 2,2 and a quarter. Because there are so few sales, it just pushed it over. A couple more sales one way or the other, and they all would have been 2,250, 2,2 and a quarter. Okay, so how many sales? 296 sales year to date. Last year it was 256 sales. And a year before that, 221 sales. So historically low, but getting a little better these past 3 years, 16.44 sales per week. That's almost 16% higher number of sales year to date for the first, the 18th week of the year, high, for the week ending May 2nd, 2025. So numbers higher. I didn't even calculate the median price increase because I think it's just a little bit of a false. I mean, it is a fact. It is 18 weeks and it is 2.8 million. But I think things will calm down. Let's see. Go back to 2015. We had 383 sales for the first 18 weeks versus today just under 300. And in 2015, the year-to-date median price was $1,160,000. It wasn't until 2021 that it broke $2 million, at least for the first 18 weeks. And it's been that ever since. What about Montecito only? 67 sales for the first 18 weeks of the year, 2025. Median price, $5.9 million. Last year, 51 sales. That's a big jump. Median price, $5.4 million. 2023, 36 sales. So again, these past 3 years, you see the progression in the number of sales was still hysterically low, or historically low. Median price again, 2023 Montecito only, 5.4 again. 5.6 million in 2022. 69 sales. So this year, 67 sales Montecito only were close. Going back to 2017, 53 sales, Montecito only, 2.8 million median price. The debris flow year, 2018, 35 sales, the first 18 weeks of the year, Montecito only, 2.7 million. So price didn't drop. Then it kind of went up to 3 million for the next couple of years. And since 2021, Montecito only, over 5 million. At least for the beginning part of the year. What about without Hope Ranch in Montecito? First 18 weeks of the year, 2025, 217 sales, median price $2,165,000. Last year, 200 sales, median price $2,000,000. 2023, first 18 weeks without Montecito and Hope Ranch. 174 sales. So again, these 3 years, sales going up. Median price, just under $1,800,000. 2022, median price was $2,267,000 sales without Montecito and Hope Ranch. Notice I've skipped 2021 because the number of sales there are just through the roof. 2022 without Hope Ranch, 2020 without Hope Ranch and Montecito. So COVID had just started, 223 sales, so a little better than this year's 217. The median price without Hope Ranch and Montecito for the first 18 weeks of the year in 2020 was $1,180,000. Today it's $2,165,000, so it just went up about $1 million. But again, and last year it was $2 million, so it must be Hope Ranch and Montecito driving the overall median price over the $2.8 million, because you can see without Hope Ranch and Montecito, median price similar for the first 18 weeks last year and this year. Although 2023 was $1.8 million, 2022 was $2 million. So it's interesting, kind of consistent the last 4 years, median price without Hope Ranch and Montecito. And which I remember Mark Schneep, economist, on, and he was saying that these 3 years have been kind of a plateau, and it remains to be seen what's happening now this year. I've seen some things fall out of escrow, but then again, a house in San Roque listed for $2,450,000 April 8th, went pending in 10 days. Closed April 30th for $3 million and change. You get that? Asking price $2,450,000, sold for $3 million and $18,000. That's a big high. All to live in a house built in 1952. That's 1,564 square feet. Welcome to Santa Barbara. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com. We'll take a quick break, come back with a Los Angeles mom-and-pop landlord, get an update on renting laws and issues and kind of a twist what he ended up doing. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.